Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 22 August 2023. Welcome to tonight's program tonight. We're glad you're with us. Tonight's guest is somebody I have on every couple months that I really enjoy having on. And we're going to phone lines up immediately. Last night, by the way, if you tried to call in, the phone lines were down. I did not know that, and Todd didn't know it either, so we didn't know, so we apologize if you tried to call in last night. I know some of you did, but the phone lines are down. Tonight, I think they're all working, and we're going to take phone calls all this hour, health questions, comments, questions about anything to do with your health. Tonight's guest, in my mind, is probably one of the top five doctors in the world, and in my opinion, probably the top two or three doctors that use natural ways to cure people. And I know, folks, he has cured people. I've talked to him personally. We're going to talk to Dr. Rodriguez from the BioCare Hospital just in a couple minutes here. Before I do that, though, I'll make mention a couple of things again. As I mentioned last night, the office will be closed Thursday. The phones will be answered. Lisa will answer the phones, as always. But we won't be here Thursday. Crystal will be with her daddy while he's getting some treatments for cancer, tumors in his head. I'll be taking my oldest grandson back to Pittsburgh, about 4 hours north of us, to catch a flight out to go back home to Colorado. So the office will be closed Thursday. But you can still, if you want to place orders, whatever, please do that. We'll ship them out next Thursday. I mean, I'm sorry about the inconvenience, folks, but I'll never figure out how to be more than one place at a time. So we'll be closed this coming Thursday, but the phones will be answered by Lisa, as always. So please bear with us on that, okay? And as I said last night, we're offering some things. I get questions quite often in the mail and by phone about topics that should concern us. And I decided to put together a little packet, folks. It's 15, 20 pages long. It's not huge, but answers questions about a little article entitled Sleeping with the Enemy, the 501c3 Church, and what it really means to be a 501c3 federal corporation, not a church. Now, folks, that's important. That is vitally important. We're going to put that in the packet along with the pre-Revolutionary War and what it was to live in America before the Revolutionary War and what it meant to run for office. You had to be a professed living Christian to hold office in the pre-Revolutionary War. Matter of fact, we were basically a theocracy for many years. We kind of blew it in the late 1700s, but nonetheless, we had that available. In there, you'll find all kinds of information about what happened in this country, how it was founded, and why it was founded. And also, we have a paper on religious rock. And if you think it can be Christian and rock, you're wrong. They don't mix. It's either Christian or it's rock. You can't mix the two. I've seen this many times where emotions take over at what these so-called concerts. Young people go forward and think they've been born again, been saved. Nothing's really changed in life. They went through emotions, and it was just amazing how much Satan has used this so-called music industry to deceive people. So all three together in a packet, and a donation, if you can just do it, $10 or $15 to pay postage and cost. That's all we're asking you to do, folks. If I could give things away, I really would, but I don't know that if I did, if people would appreciate enough to even take time to read them after sending them to them. And, of course, we're still offering the affidavit of proof of immunity that you're going to need real soon in the future. There's going to be another COVID kick up here in the very near future, folks. Some places are already starting to require a mask again. We're heading into another one. I hope the people are wiser this time around and won't walk out on their jobs. And I hope businesses won't shut down and destroy jobs. I mean that seriously. But we have this available free if you don't have the money. But if you can pay for postage, we'd appreciate about $1 or so to cover it. But nonetheless, these are available if you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Use a credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do to order the packet. And we want you to get it because I know you have information that you want to share with friends and family. And by the way, if you don't receive our Minuteman magazine, free of charge on email, you are missing, in my mind, I know it's the biggest news magazine, they go between 50 to 70 pages long every month of hard-hitting issues and topics that are written. I mean, it's just, you can take them out and copy them and share them with your friends. That's what we do this for. The Minuteman magazine goes out every month. It'll be going out of here again, hopefully and prayerfully, next week on the 31st. And every now and then, at least probably two or three times a week, we put out email news blast of what's happening around the world in this country. It's totally free. And all we ask you to do is pass them on to all your friends on your list. Help us reach tens of thousands, if not millions, of people with the truth. Maybe we can't stop this juggernaut that they've started against us. But by golly, we can throw up a roadblock and do the best we can. Not just for ourselves, but for the children and grandchildren. And I mean that. I truly mean that. So if you want to receive the Minuteman magazine via email at no charge, let us know. Just email me and say, I want on the list. I'll see that you get on the list. Email me, and this is easy one to remember, pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@start, like you start a car, S-T-A-R-T, mail.com. One more time, pastorbutch@startmail.com. So if you have any questions, anything you want to place order, any questions, call us toll free. If you want to talk to me, Lisa will find me and I will call you back as fast as possible because I want to talk to you. But this Thursday, like I said, will not be in the office. Unfortunately, Crystal will be taking care of her daddy, which is a very serious situation. And I'll be taking a grandson back to Colorado Springs. And what an honor it's been to have him here, 22 years old, took his vacation time, spent his own money, to come out and spend a week with Mama and Papa. Now, you can't beat that. That's really an honor. But again, our guest tonight is, I consider, a very dear friend. I wish he wasn't far away. I'd like to spend more time with him, just to be a friend to him, because he so helps many people. He's been such a blessing to myself and my wife, Marcia Jean, over the years. We're going to talk to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez of BioCare Hospital. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
Here I am, Pastor. Very happy to be with you and with your audience.
Oh, it's good to have you, and I do mean that. And, folks, the lines are open immediately with any health care questions you may have. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And, by the way, I made a mistake last night. I will be with you next week by myself next Wednesday. Tomorrow night we're going to have Daniel Brigman on, discussing a very important topic, folks. So we're going to see food shortages that you're not going to believe. And as I mentioned last night, the price of canned goods is going to go up about 30% because Biden put tariffs on steel imported from Canada and I forget the other two countries. My mind's going to blank on that. China. He's going to put a tariff on them. It's going to raise our canned good prices up to 30%. Welcome to the world of control and price gouging. But nonetheless, Dr. Rodriguez, it's so good to have you, and I do mean that. Folks, if you have any questions about health, you call tonight, please. Dr. Rodriguez, I know for a fact, I've been down to visit you in your hospital. It was such a I tell you what, for going to a hospital, I have to say I enjoyed most of that. I really did. There are a couple of things I didn't care much about, but as far as going through the treatments to clean our body out. But I love the personnel. I love the people we work with. And I love the food y'all make. It's gourmet food. And I just want to thank you for making this available for folks like us. And I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you don't have to thank me. I think that's our job. One of the things that we have lost is the idea that we cannot do anything for ourselves or for our patients. We leave it everything to a drug, to a surgery, to something like that. We have, you were talking about life in this country some years ago, or even before the Civil War and so on. It used to be in those times that people were very much aware on body performance, and they watch carefully how your body worked every day. They watch bowel movements, appetite. When is the last time you saw a doctor asking you, stick your tongue out? They don't do that anymore. They send you to the lab. They send you for an X-ray. They send you they don't look at you. They don't do a physical examination, a thorough physical examination. When they check your skin, your eyes, lymph nodes, I mean, how you move, how you feel, how you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It has gone down to the extreme of doctors telling you, excuse me, well, that's in your head. I mean, you go and complain about something, something that you are feeling, you're not making it up. You are truly feeling a symptom.
Yes.
Many times to just be told, that's in your head. No, it's in my body. I can feel it. I know what it is. And that's exactly what has happened to hospitals as well. Hospitals should be a retreat, a place where you go to heal, a place where you go to recover, to restore. That's really what you should be doing. And they don't, because you go and they push around, they basically just do not feed you, they just fill you. I mean, you go to a hospital,
that's true,
any place, and they're going to put a tray of things so you are full, but what about nutrition? What about vitamins? What about all the elements that make my body and that make my body work? We just have neglected completely the idea that this body of ours has a lot of resources, that our bodies can heal themselves, but we have to give them the chance. We have to give them the possibility. And that has been completely forgotten. Medical practice and hospital practice, unfortunately, are going in a different direction. They have become business. The more people you see, better. The faster you see them, better, and so on. So what we have to do is we have to spend time, talk to people, see what is in people's minds, what concerns them. And then you have to service them, because people go to a hospital to be serviced. But right now I see so many patients when it looks like it's a privilege that they open the door for you, and you sit there and you don't talk and you don't do this, you don't do that, and you don't question. And if you have to question, then go somewhere else and so on. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. And that's exactly what I think we have to do. We have to recover everything. Service is going out of this world. You can remember the times where you stopped at the gas station and they checked your tires and cleaned your windshield and smiled at you and thank you for the opportunity to serve you and so on. It doesn't happen anymore. I mean, self-service, the only thing that it really does, it saves the companies money. And they love to save money. So hospitals and so just about every service place that you can think of, the idea now is to Well, service needs people. Service needs attention. Service, yes, it costs money, but it makes money too, because after all, no one can tell that hospitals are cheap. No one can tell that a gas station is cheap. Quite the opposite. Prices are going up and up and up, and they don't seem to stop ever. Okay, inflation right now, you are talking about it. Inflation right now is literally killing a lot of opportunities for better life, for more enjoyment, for everything. I mean, you literally have to be thinking of, I hope I can make it next week just to eat. And so nothing is cheap, but you at least like to get what you pay for.
Amen. I agree. By the way, we're going to going to take a phone call very quickly because they're starting to call already. Let's get them on the line. Let's talk to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Dr. Rodriguez, what causes and how do you get rid of toenail fungus and thrush in the mouth?
Okay. The two conditions that you're mentioning, if you are suffering both of them, it means your immune system is not in good shape, because microbia are around us all the time. Fungus and bacteria and everything else is just around us. It is part of our environment, and even part of our internal environment. But there is always a limit on how far they can go, how much they can use of our resources. And yes, they live in our toenails all the time, but they just go so far, and the same the bacterial activity in your mouth. But if you're beginning to develop symptoms, as you're mentioning, that means your immune system is not putting the limit at the wrong line. So what you have to do is you have to review what you're doing in your daily life and say, okay, then I have to start changing some of my behavior, review how I'm eating, reviewing what I'm eating. And the first thing is that fungus, which is both what you're mentioning in your mouth and your toenails, love sugar. So one of the first things you have to do is get rid of sugar in your life. Added sugar is not good for anybody. Sweet things are in nature. I mean, we can have a very sweet orange or an apple or bee honey or anything like that, and nothing will happen. But when we take sugar from the sugar bowl, that is a sugar that has been manipulated, that comes from a factory. It's not anymore the sugar cane that was in the plant before. It has been widened and purified, quote unquote, and everything just to make it more soluble and, for the same thing, more dangerous. So what we have to do is stay away from added sugar. That's number one. Now,
so you're saying fruit is okay and honey?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Listen, you don't have it. This is very simple. God made a sweet orange, and he did it with a purpose. And the same I can say about honey or anything else. Whatever food God made is made to perfection, and you can use it liberally. You can be happy with it. And all you have to do is go to use the foods that God gave us. Okay. That's in the beginning of the Bible. That's just as you begin reading, it says, and I give you these animals and these plants and so forth. That is what he gave us to eat. When the food is coming on a pack or in a can, beware, because it has already gone through a factory, and we do not know what they have done to food. So if you want to have something sweet, yes, you can have honey and that type of really natural thing. Now, stevia is not natural. The plant is. But what they're giving you already went to a factory. So you don't do that. One thing that can help also your mouth a lot is make your mouth alkaline. You could go to alkaline water, but as simple as using a little bit of baking soda and a little bit of warm water and rinse your mouth a couple of times a day and spit it out and drink it, just and gargle and keep it clean, that can go also a very good way.
Well, let me ask you a question, Doctor, if you don't mind. I'd like to ask a question real very quickly. And every morning I take a teaspoonful of good powdered vitamin C, and a teaspoonful of baking soda, and put it in a glass of water and drink it. What does that do for me?
It does a lot of things for you. Because the next thing I was going to mention is vitamin C. Vitamin C is it's a vitamin that keeps microbial activity out of your body. You have probably heard that a good amount of vitamin C can fight off the flu, viral infections. So it can also help with the fungal infections. So that formula that Pastor Butch is giving you, that would be probably the best way to go, because you're having the alkaline content of the baking soda and the vitamin C as well. So the two of them together are going to be very helpful. Now, the toenails are very stubborn, very, very, very stubborn. So if you could get a little solution of iodine and just put a drop on the nail every single night, wait till it dries and go to sleep.
What kind of iodine? There's several different ones.
You're going to need a liquid iodine.
I know, but there's different ones. I'm trying to think of the names of them, but there's there's different iodines. Which one of the liquid?
You have to look for iodine that's made for topical, that means on the nail or on the skin type of use. I don't know you.
Oh, I don't take. I don't think it's the kind that I take orally.
No, that's not the type of iodine that you take orally. This is something you're going to put on your nail. And the next time you go to a pharmacy, you might ask them. They might have different things that are going to use. But the fungal, the fungus in the nails, in the toenails, are very stubborn. So you have to do it for a long time. Now, I do not advise you to take anything internally of the things your pharmacy might offer you, because it can affect your liver. Because it's not something that you're going to take for a month. You're going to have to do it for several months.
Okay, are we talking prescription?
No, we're talking about, I don't know if Pastor Butch can help us, but what I can do for you is you can send me a mail. You can send me an email at doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, at biocarehospital.com. And I promise you I'm going to look at what make and what you can buy, and I will answer you as soon as I have the response, which I don't think is going to take me more than a day or two.
Okay.
Okay.
Any more questions, Carolyn?
No, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate
it. Make sure if you send me a mail, remind me of your conversation, because I might be able to give you more hints about what to do.
It might take a while. I have to get a neighbor, because I don't know how to do emails. So,
okay.
Don't worry, you're not alone. We're not a technological person, but you can ask your neighbor to help you.
Okay, right. I sure appreciate
Thanks for the call,
Carolyn.
Thank you. I had a caller called in and wanted to know if you recommend anything for someone for vasculitis. Now, I'm not really sure what vasculitis is, but I'm sure you are. What is vasculitis?
Well, vasculitis is an inflammatory disease. It's inflammation of the blood vessels.
Okay.
And it can come out of the blue. actually, many people do develop vasculitis without any apparent reason. But once again, metabolic disturbances are at the culprit of this type of a problem. So I don't know if this person has any weight problems. If they have it, I would recommend anybody that has an overweight problem to try to solve it, because it can bring an inflammatory environment in the body that will make you feel tired and low energy and give you a lot of symptoms that if you go to the doctor, that's the type of condition where the doctor can tell you, I see nothing wrong with you. Well, if you're overweight, there's something wrong with you, and you have to start making changes. You can go to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, and I have a blog, I have podcasts in YouTube that we talk about things to do to fight off inflammatory environment, which is what's happening. Vasculitis, as anything that ends in ITIS, it's an inflammation of the blood vessels. That's what vasculitis is. And it could be due to sugar or could be lack of vitamin D. We are buying, this goes back again to food, we are buying a lot of highly processed foods. And like people tell me very proudly when I talk to them, and what do you have for breakfast? And they say, oh, it's cereal. And what do you mean by cereal? If by cereal you mean something that's an absolute distortion of food, which is something that's in a box, whatever it is, no matter what, if you're using a box for breakfast, you're wrong. You have to go to oatmeal. And if you have to cook it for 1 minute, you're wrong again. Oatmeal takes minutes, 15, 20 minutes to cook. If your oatmeal doesn't do that, it means that you're not buying bulk. You're buying some processed type of oatmeal. So make sure you eat food as food was created. Because if not, once again, we're eating food out of a factory. But if you go to grains that have not been affected by the industrial world too much, like barley, which by the way is delicious, or like millet, for example, you're going to be a lot better off. And once again, I love oatmeal. And I think it's a great food. Just make sure that it is what's supposed to be.
Is that okay for diabetics also, the oatmeal, the natural oatmeal?
Yes, if it's absolutely natural. You go and buy as wholesome as it is. And one of the clues is, I always tell people, if it takes less than 15 minutes to cook, you're going wrong.
All right, folks, hang on through the break. A lot more talk coming up, a lot of phone calls, I hope. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, the phone line is open, 844-769-2944. Any questions about health, we'll do our best to answer them on the air. And I'm going to give you a toll-free number. You can call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez or an email. Of course, I already told you, you can do that also. He wants to help. And, folks, you know, we read in the scriptures that, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If he can pollute our food supply and even the water we drink, isn't that stealing and killing and destroying us? And through ignorance, we've all been ensnared in this. I have. And during the break, I was asked Dr. Rodriguez again about something that I see we've been lied to so many times, is cholesterol and good cholesterol and what it can do for your heart and how it works in your mind. We're discussing dairy products, which today many people are told don't touch dairy. I agree. If you're buying the stuff out of the store, don't touch it. Don't eat, don't drink it, don't eat it. It's no good. But Dr. Rodriguez, I've mentioned before, I've been so blessed I can get fresh raw milk right out of the cow the same day it comes out with fresh homemade butter and fresh farm eggs. I'm very blessed. Mm-hmm. Very blessed.
You're very blessed. That's a true blessing in this time and age.
So tell us what people are doing themselves when they listen to the news. Tell them, you know, you got to quit eating butter. Eat margarine, it's better for you. You got to quit drinking whole milk. Drink skim milk. Tell us what that's doing to us.
Yeah, the problem is your body has to deal with things that are not normal, to say the least. Margarine, and people have to know it, margarine is a molecule that doesn't exist in nature, period. You can search the world around, the oceans, the mountains, the deserts. Margarine does not exist. So what is margarine? Well, margarine is an artificial molecule made in a lab. It is an industrial product. It's like if you ate plastic or things that are completely unnatural. So what we were meant to eat is butter. I mean, the real food, the food that comes from a cow. And things have gotten so ridiculous that when patients ask me, can I have dairy? I said, yes, you can have dairy. You should have a dairy. You should have your eggs. You should have your milk. You should have your butter. But you have to have the real stuff. What's the real stuff? Well, milk and dairy products should come from a cow. But very important is that that cow should live like a cow, be a free-roaming animal that grazes all day long, that takes good time sitting down and roaming and chewing and rechewing their food and so forth, their fresh herbs. That's what you have to eat. It has become so ridiculous that you have to go to the market and look for grass-fed milk or grass-fed products. Why? Because cows that are supposed to be eating grass all the time, they do not eat grass anymore. They're given chow, just like dogs. They're given artificial foods. So how can you have a good, natural, healthy milk if the cow lives under very different circumstances? And I can say exactly the same about eggs. If the egg comes from an animal that lives in a cage and it cannot move around and it's given hormones to produce a lot more eggs and it's have a light 24 hours around so it can produce more eggs and so on, and it's fed things that chicken should not eat. Chicken, I have seen cases that say eggs from vegetarian chicken. Well, chicken, by definition, they should be vegetarian, except for the worms and little animals that they eat. But now, a lot of the feed for chicken contains, for example, fish flour. I mean, they're not supposed to eat that. So some smart guys in a laboratory decide that if you give a chicken this and this and this and this, they're going to produce more eggs. And that's what they care for. They care for your money. So take your money where your money buys what you need, what you want. And let me tell you, the more we buy organic, the more we go for good foods, the more we do that, they're going to come down in price because they're going to notice that that's what people want. And, of course, they care for your money. So if you're going away from them because they don't give you what you want, they're going to turn around. They're going to say, wait a minute, we have to go after that market. And it's actually happening. Now, there's some research that's coming out, which we didn't have before because organic food was not available, let's say, 30, 40 years ago. I mean, just imagine your grandmother going to the market and look for organic food. It didn't exist because we were eating real food. Nowadays, you have to be choosing what is what they're giving you. Well, the work that's coming out lately with the information about people that prefer organic over the standard food, they're healthier, they're living longer, and they have less disease. It also has to do with the fact that people that go for organic food normally are more health-informed. They're better prepared. They have more information. So, you are constantly talking about these things, Pastor, and I would encourage everyone not only to listen to Pastor Rich's programs, but also to make sure you tell other people. I mean, like the old supermarket ad said, tell a friend. And you're going to be a real good friend if you share all this information with people you work with, you go to church with, family members, etc. Because you can say, hey, you should listen to this. Because we the people can make the change. The industry is not going to make it for us.
No, it's
all
not.
They care for is profitability.
The money. I didn't know this growing up, of course. I mean, I grew up a long time ago. I'll be 75 next month. But I grew up with our gardens, our chickens. I mean, we had fresh beef. We had fresh milk and all that. We had it on our farm, or we bought it from a neighbor. And I didn't realize that, you know, I was actually feeding my body healthy food. That's the way it was back then. You took care of yourself, raised most of your food. And I thank goodness I grew up that way. But over the years, we started going into, they started bringing in fast food restaurants. And, you know, they start bringing in McDonald's and Wendy's and all the other things. And it's so much more convenient to stop there and get a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken and instead of cooking it at home. And, you know, it's just much easier and more convenient. We started poisoning our bodies. Now, I didn't know it. I did not know this. I did not know for years until I finally started doing a bit of reading and research. And, of course, got to meet you also. But I do know that since I've been around you and understand a few things happening, that our body can't digest most of this stuff. I mean, it's not made to be eaten. It may taste good, but it doesn't really satisfy the body, does it?
Yeah. The industry is very aware of this. And what they do is they have technical people trying to find out what is what. Once it hits your mouth, you're going to say, wow, this tastes good. And all these places that produce instant food, fast food, and so forth, they're very aware of that. And one of the things that makes things a lot more palatable and that we go after is sugar. So they use sugar in everything. I would invite you to go to your favorite grocery store. Take any pack, whatever. I don't care if it's salty, if it's canned, if it's packed, and look at the content of sugar. And, of course, they're disguising that. They don't want to say that. They can say high fructose syrup. They can say corn syrup. They can say everything to avoid the word sugar. And then fructose. Fructose is a natural sugar that's present in fruits. And as I told the first caller, that is okay if you have that sugar. The problem is that when they use it in the industry, they use huge amounts in comparison to what an orange or an apple might have. So it once again, it becomes an abnormal, in the sense of quantity, substance to the body. The body doesn't know what to do with it. So we have to learn to be kind to our bodies, to say what do my body really needs. And I keep telling people, every time you put something in your mouth, think what you're eating for, why you are eating, and read your Bibles. Read Leviticus, read Genesis. You're going to find a lot of sentences, a lot of ideas of what food should do for you and why food was created, and just honor those teachings.
Well, you know, it is amazing that God gave us common sense to know He made all things natural for us to consume and eat on. And again, for convenience sake and maybe sometimes price-wise, we go cheaper. But, folks, the phone line's open. I can't believe anybody's calling any more questions. You're welcome to call and ask any questions you may have. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And the call Dr. Rodriguez toll-free. He's in the West Coast. He's on West Coast time. His number to call is 800-701-7345. That's 800-701-7345. Call and ask any question you may have. Now, he may have called you back. He's a busy man. But you tell the operator that you heard this on Pastor Butch's program. You want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez about a question? Please, folks, take advantage of something that you're not going to find in this country. I wish I could say it was different. I wish I could say the doctors I go to, although a lot of them I think are well-intentioned, I like to say that they really are trying to look after us with natural supplements and different things, but they're not. I don't think they know how to do that. They're not trained how to do that. They're trained how to diagnose something and give you a pill for it. And the pill, the medicine you start taking is generally a lifetime worth of medicine. Yeah, I'm guilty. My pancreas is fried in Vietnam with Agent Orange, and I have to take medicine for that every day. But I try to watch the diet, Dr. Rodriguez. I truly do. Now, I'm not always perfect at it, but I try to order foods. Even in a restaurant, I try to order foods that are good for the body protein-wise. I mean, this morning I had a few eggs. I went out to Bob Evans for breakfast with my family. I had a couple of eggs and a hamburger patty and a piece of toast. I tried to eat. Now, the eggs are not natural. They didn't come from fresh eggs in the morning. And the hamburgers probably come out of some processed store. But that's all the choice I had. But, folks, please use wisdom on this. Please use wisdom on this because your body is a temple of God. Try to take care of it the best you can. Please. And, again, the phone line's open, 844-769-2944. Dr. Rodriguez, we're seeing sickness increase in so many different ways. America is, and I know it's around the world, but America is probably one of the sickest nations on the face of the earth. We spend more in health care than any country in the world, and we're one of the sickest nations on the face of the earth. I mean, obesity is skyrocketing, diabetes, cancer. I mean, you name it, we got it in this country today. Is a key factor what we're eating? Is that what it is? Is our diet? Is that the key factor?
A lot of things we're doing wrong. We're eating too much. We're eating the wrong foods. And we are challenging. Every day we're challenging our insulin capacity. We eat, not only we eat a lot, but we eat very frequently. Up to 1960, we're talking about 50, 60 years ago, people ate 3 meals a day. Nobody eats 3 meals a day. People eat 4.5, 2, 1, 1.5. You don't have a consensus. It used to be that dinner time, and you have to remember those days, Pastor, you couldn't go to your neighbors because they were having dinner, and you couldn't go because you were having dinner with your family. We all ate at certain hours of the day. And we figure out that at this time, my friends, my family, everybody must be having lunch and things like that. Today, you don't know because people eat at every possible time. Where is the 5 o'clock dinner? Nowhere to be found. People eat at whatever. And they eat whatever. And so to mitigate the problem and the hunger, people eat all the time. They use energy, quote-unquote, bars, all sorts of things. And they say it's natural. The other day, I went to a market, and I made it my purpose to review the label of every possible sugar, protein, energy bar I could find. And people buy them because they think that's a natural alternative to eating something, to having a snack. You know what's natural? That's a banana. A banana doesn't have a label. You don't have to worry about what's in it. Everything in a banana is good. Everything in an apple is good. But we go and buy something that's in a shiny foil that tastes good, and people tell me, my patients tell me, so happy, like, oh, doctor, but I only eat natural. I don't know what they mean by natural. Well, yes, if it's in nature, yes, cyanide is natural. Cyanide exists in nature. Margarine doesn't. That doesn't mean that you should have cyanide. So we have to eat at certain times. We have to keep a balance. We have to keep an equilibrium on everything. We have to have a caloric sense. Don't eat more than what you really think you need. This is like with money. Don't spend more money than the money you make. So don't just keep putting food in your mouth. And you said it before, the cheapest foods are normally the worst. Unless you go for veggies. But people don't like vegetables anymore. But so what you have to do is you have to do things like that. Let me give you a very good example of a very good food that doesn't exist anymore, except, of course, in its abnormal way.
And Doctor, hang on that thought. Let's take one more phone call, but don't lose that thought, okay? Hang on that thought. Let's talk to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in. Welcome.
No, I haven't talked to you, you know, in some time. I've tried calling in, but, you know, haven't been able to get to you.
Well, we're here. Yeah, so come on in, join us.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm looking at an apple tree, a peach tree, you know, whole good garden. Never mind the tomato garden. I call it an enchanted tomato forest, you know, plum tree. And to me, what we really need to have is, from my saying, from the flora, fauna, fishes, and fowls, obtain thee thine food.
Yes, I agree. Totally agree.
That's it.
Totally agree.
Me too. Me too.
Anything else, Dave?
Yeah.
Anything else
to say? If you heard that, there was something I'm trying to think of, you know, it's coming from, you know, I don't know how many filters, but supposedly recently Bill Gates was saying, was quoted as saying, which animals are the most dangerous to mankind, sharks or mosquitoes? And then he said, oh, mosquitoes, because he was talking about diseases. So in my mind, I'm starting to think, maybe the leader trying to say that, the next pandemic's going to be a mosquito-borne thing.
Well, that has been discussed. That's been discussed,
yeah,
David.
Yeah.
That's been discussed. Well, thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for your input.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now you were going to make a point, Dr. Rodriguez.
I want to go to that point before we finish the show, because it's very important. If you want to have something, I'm going to refresh your memory of a food we used to do frequently, but we always cook it ourselves, and that is popcorn. If you can go and get organic popcorn, and then you put it with, don't use any other oil. You can use peanut, you can use olive, and you can use butter, real butter. I normally take a couple of spoonfuls of butter, of real butter. Okay, you put a couple of spoonfuls, half a cup of organic popcorn, and a little bit of sea salt, and just put it in the pan, cover it with aluminum foil, and make little holes in it so steam can go out, and start moving the thing on the fire. It's going to take 5 minutes before it starts popping, but you're going to have a very delicious, low-calorie, low-insulin impact type of thing to eat, which is completely natural. But we have to do it. You have to start using part of your day, part of your time, and do it happily, do it gladly, to honor your body, to make sure you're giving your body what your body needs and deserves. Don't go. You go to fast food because you think it's convenient, because you think you're saving money. Well, think again. All that time saving, all that money saving, is going to be used on the waiting room of a doctor's office or a laboratory or
good
a pharmacy.
Point. Well, let's take another quick call. Call very quickly, Doctor. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yes.
Doctor, what do you think of strong North Pole magnetics for healing the body?
They are, I absolutely go for them. I absolutely go for them. Magnetism is something that we have not fully understood in medicine nor taken advantage of it. But magnetic forces can change a lot of things in the body for the better. It can work wonderful things for muscle lesions or for joint problems. They can work very well. And the same can say, if you do it in the wrong way, it can affect your body. Magnetism is an important part of our environment, but just because we don't see it and we don't fully understand it, we don't really know what to do. If people that know how to use it, I would absolutely would support.
Okay, good question.
You know, I've been into magnetics now for over 20 years, and I bought strong North Pole magnetics from Lion Legacy in Wisconsin. And they, you know, in the last 3 or 4 years ago, they run them out of business because it was operating without a medical license. They're selling magnetics for healing.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm telling you, they work.
Yeah, they
There's
do
no
work.
Question about it. You don't have to tell me, yes.
One more quick question, Dr. Leagues, along with what Joe's saying. How about barefoot? Going barefoot out is there a frequency that you collect from the earth when you go barefoot that you don't have wearing shoes?
100% agreement. 100%. And we have to let our children go barefoot a lot more, because then is how you developed the arch in the foot. You have seen how many of our younger generation has flat feet. That's because they don't go barefoot. We don't let them go barefoot, but it is very healthy. And yes, you're right. You can pick up energy, and it can help your body to be more well balanced.
Okay, we're down about the last minute and a half, Dr. Rodriguez. And folks, again, here's a toll free number to call. And call this number tomorrow and tell me that you want the packet that they send you, a little booklet about the hospital, a DVD about it. It's well worth it. It's free. It don't cost you a penny. 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. And just tell them Pastor Bush sent you down there. If you want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez, you call and ask for him. And Dr. Rodriguez, your email address one more time is what?
It's Doctor, the full word, D-O-C-T-O-R, at biocarehospital.com. And if you make that phone call, yes, do what Pastor Butch told you. Just tell them, I'm calling because I heard it in Pastor Butch's program, and that's going to give you a straight line to me. They're going to look for me because you're calling from Pastor Butch.
Well, thank you. And folks, a doctor at BioCare Hospital. BioCare is spelled like it sounds, B-I-O-C-A-R-E. Doctor at BioCareHospital.com. And do call and do talk to him. And it's such an honor to have him take you right on the phone. It really is. We do love you, folks. See you tomorrow night. Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much. I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
God bless, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Yeah, we'll have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.